Welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This is our Transform Traveler series. Today on our show, we have Stephanie Oswald, who is formerly the travel correspondent for CNN. Stephanie, welcome to our show.
Hey, Rick.
Congrats on your 15-year anniversary of Travel Girl. Today, we're going to talk about staycations. How important is the research aspect for creating fun vacations and staycations?
Well, Rick, whether you're traveling near or far, planning is key to success because you want to have the best tools at your fingertips. And one place to start, wherever you're located, is to go to your local tourism board website. So you want to check that out because those tourism boards, it's their job to make sure that people who are going to visit their town know how they can best save time, money, and memories. A lot of times there might be coupons that you can print out and save money, and sometimes it's only $5 or $10, but if you've got a family of six, that can truly add up. So really important to make sure that you do your research, even if you're just staying at home.
So affordable vacations mean more frequent trips, right?
Yes, Rick, that is music to my ears, trips more often, because I firmly believe that people need to take more than one vacation a year, and you can sprinkle your year with some staycations. And one way to do that is to stay in a hotel in your own hometown and maybe use reward points, because everyone likes to pay for vacation with rewards, and that can be near or far. Chase and IHG recently commissioned a study, and it found that 73% of millennials think that they are savvy travelers. So that's a group that we're really watching, checking out some of the trends at Travel Girl magazine. And of that 73%, nearly 60% say that they use travel hacks to get the most for their time and money when they're on vacation. And, you know, travel hacks can be anything from different ways. Like I saw a story once about 15 different ways you can use your shower cap that you get at the hotel room. So, for example, using it to cover up your camera, your really nice camera, when you're out on a canoe or on a kayak. So that's a great travel hack. But there are also other travel hacks that deal with saving money and using reward points, like using the right credit card. And one that's really great is the Chase IHG Rewards Club Premier credit card, because they're all great ways to earn points. 10 points for every dollar you spend at an IHG property like the Holiday Inn or the Intercontinental. They've got a lot of different options out there. 2 points for every dollar you spend on groceries, gas, or restaurants. And then you also get a free night, Rick, whether you when you own the card for a year, you get a free night on your anniversary every year after. And then anytime you book a vacation that's 4 nights or longer, you get a free fourth night. No money, no points. So that's always a great price.
I love that, Stephanie. I dare you to wear a shower cap on your LinkedIn picture.
Oh, gosh, you dare me. I might take one. I don't know, the makeup artist here was amazing. She did such a great job. I would hate to ruin my hair with a shower cap, but I might do it because I'm always one for a dare. But,
you know,
it's really amazing what you can do with those shower caps.
As a mom, how do you keep your children creatively active?
Sure thing, Rick. Well, you know, it's so important as a mom or dad or a parent of any kind, you want to make sure that you are clear on what your kids are playing with on their electronics. So I highly recommend going through their game bag, make sure you know what games are in there, making sure that you approve of all of them. And there's one that comes out this week that I'm very excited about. It's called Go Vacation, and it's for the Nintendo Switch. And what's awesome about it is that you have more than 50 activities, everything from surfing to scuba diving to horseback riding. You can do all these things on your Nintendo Switch, and your kids are going to create characters that look like them. So it can be really fun, creative competition for your kids in the backseat. So I love that. And, you know, it's an easy thing to pack. My son recently bought one. He saved all his birthday money and bought a Nintendo Switch. And so it's easy to pack, and you bring it on vacation. And if you charge it before you go, it'll last your whole vacation, especially if you're just doing a weekend away. Really easy, fun thing for you to bring with you on your trip.
Well, that sounds fun. What else should we pack for our next vacation?
The most important thing, Rick, is your patience and kindness. Those are things that don't take up any room in your suitcase, and they're so important, especially in this day and age when you're online at the TSA or on the road dealing with traffic or construction. Just remember, everyone needs to get where they're going. And it's really important to just be kind to other travelers, and you never know what somebody else is dealing with. So just pack your kindness and patience, and also remember that at the end of the day, it might be a couple of extra dollars, but if you forget something, unless it's money, you know, as long as you have access to cash, your ID, and any prescription eyewear, you pretty much can replace anything. So don't sweat the small stuff and enjoy your trip.
So pack a little patience and kindness too, huh? What a great piece of advice. Don't sweat the small stuff. And, you know, Stephanie, on this show, we always focus on the five senses. Why is it vital to focus on taste and sights and sound and fragrances and new people that you meet?
Because living in the present is even more important when you're on vacation, because you need to take that, whatever you come back with, it's going to make you a better person when you get back from your trip. You're going to be completely renewed if you use all five senses on your trip and really enjoy that beach air and the taste of that lobster and just kind of just put yourself in the moment. So check out tipsontv.com for more tips, and also go to travelgirlinc.com. for more on Travel Girl Magazine. Thank you, Rick. Nice talking to you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show with Stephanie. We encourage you to watch her program, read her books, follow the Travel Girl, and stay informed about travel. You know that travel makes us happy, and it creates a fulfilling life for us. We hope it does for you, too. As we always say on this travel show, may you be the best version of yourself through travel. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasini@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.